You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back, or welcome to the first time, to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Brad Johnson. Brad is a 30-year-old channeling medium based in the city of Victoria, British Columbia, in Canada. In 2008, having had an awakening, he was guided to begin the pursuit of automatic writing. One of his first contacts through automatic writing was the being known as Adranus. Adranus revealed to Brad that he was a future incarnation that exists 297 years in our future. Adranus and Brad both share the same soul, and Adranus reflects on what lies ahead for humanity as well as planet Earth. Adranus has come here at this time fully committed to speaking through Brad as he assists in helping expand our consciousness, to understand that we are part of an enormous cosmic plan that will accelerate our human evolution, and to reveal how unlimited all of us truly are. So let's welcome Brad and Adranus, of course, to the show now. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Hi, Lance. Thank you very much for having me. It's a great honor to be here. It's a delight.
It's a pleasure. Well, you know, I've discovered you somehow. I don't know how, but I might have been through a mutual friend, Magenta Pixie, who I just love dearly. I think we talked about that before the show. And
yep.
She's just one of the highest channels that I've heard lately.
Yes. And she was the very first channel that I actually met, that I actually talked to. Like, I sent her emails, and I just started talking to her through voice chat and all that stuff like that. And she kind of helped me a lot with starting out on channeling, because just when I started to awake in August, I just got so fascinated with channeling, because I was looking at all these things at once. And Magenta Pixie was one of the very first people that I talked to that was involved with channeling, and got to talk to her. And then I kind of moved on with Daryl Anka and Bashar, and got with him, and I sent him a few emails too, because I was looking to get into channeling as well too. And so he sent me some advice by email, and it's been a wonderful journey ever since then. It's been amazing.
Well, yeah, you're certainly contacted two of the highest channels on the planet, I think.
Yeah, I mean, of all
the channels that I know, Bashar, I would say, is probably my personal favorite. And then Magenta Pixie would, you know, come a little below that, but not too far away. She's pretty darn cool. So,
yeah.
What happened in August? What were you doing when you had your awakening?
It all started with a science fiction novel.
That's
exactly how it started. And I was just a writer. I wanted to create a novel based on, you know, it was like extraterrestrial contact and everything like that, but I wanted to make it as real as possible. And this novel, I was going to call it Day Zero, and it was just about, you know, this contact. And so I wanted to get some more research done. So I started to go on YouTube, and I started to go on all these other websites, you know, looking at ET contacts, looking at other forms of, you know, testimonials, metaphysical information, all this. And just when I started doing that, it started to become an obsession. It was like a filling cup of knowledge. Just everything just started downloading into my head right away. It felt like just there was this trigger that just went off. But there wasn't like it wasn't like a particular day that happened and all of a sudden, oh my God, I just awoken. You know, it felt like it was a bit of over a span of time, maybe like a week or something. And I just got into it. I just started getting, you know, so obsessed with this. This is amazing stuff, you know, and just
I know
the
that
contact
feeling.
These. Yeah, exactly. The information that they were coming out with, just the, you know, a lot of these spiritual experts, I guess you could say, with a lot of the information they came out with. You know, I was starting to have such a profound, intense feeling of wanting to get into meditation. And I never had that before, and it felt just like this instantaneous form of downloads were just happening all at once. I guess I could say it was really a phase, a time for an awakening like myself. And I was on Rumor Mill News Radio a couple months back, and I was talking to Raylan Allen about it. And she was just kind of blown away by it herself, too, saying, like, you're getting all these downloads. And, you know, I've only been doing this for a year and a half. So, and it's just, there's just been so much information and so much downloads. and so much happening to me. This has just been an amazing life-changing transformation that's been happening to me for the past year and a half, and it's been an amazing journey.
Well, that's fantastic, and that bodes well for the rest of humanity as well, because as you probably realized when you started getting into this, like, you know, we all seem kind of stumble into it, and then I was just as obsessed as you were, and still am.
That's how it begins.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You can see that the bulk of humanity still is, you know, kind of cutting Z's. In other words, they're sleeping. So I want to find out a little bit more about what Adrana says about the future, because I'm sure he's shared some things with you about that. And if you think, or if he thinks, if we all think that there will be a mass awakening.
I think it's really happening now. Really everything is just happening at the same time. And yes, there are some people that are still catching disease, but in a way, that's a great thing. That's fantastic, actually. In a way, I see everything, even in this now moment, as something that's just a blessing. You know, everything that's happening right now is exactly what's supposed to be happening. You know, people that are in this state, too, you know, where they're still catching disease, so to speak, there's going to be that moment that's going to hit. And it's not going to hit everybody at the same time. And I think a lot of people get mistaken by that. They think, you know, there's just going to be this mass awakening. Well, there is going to be a mass awakening, but it's going to stretch itself out. It's not. There's not going to be one gigantic thing where, bam, 6.6 billion people, poof, they're all awake. There's always going to be that one point where, you know, in the day, you may have a dozen people waking up. You may have 100 people waking up. You know, it all depends on everything that they experienced in life. The way that the system is right now, they are archetypes all created so that you can allow yourself to overcome these systems. It's not about breaking down the systems, because the systems are programmed to break themselves down at a particular point. The whole idea is that when you're here on this planet right now, living out through this experience, is that you are overcoming the obstacles, and that's the true awakening. It's not about, you know, I oppose the NWO, or I can't wait till the financial system collapses, and, you know, all that stuff. You know, those are chain reactions, those are archetypes that are going to deal with themselves. Your mission yourself is for you just to overcome those obstacles, so that you yourself saying, okay, now I finally got to that point, oh my God, look what's happening to me now, I'm having this amazing experience, I realize that I'm more than this physical body, I realize more that I'm more than this physical life. So I think when people start to hit that aspect, that's the true form of awakening, that they are more than this physical body and this physical life.
Well, that certainly, certainly resonates with me. And, you know, one of the things that I have to keep reminding myself, because we see so much greed and corruption in the world right now, is just what you said, that, you know, it's a reflection or a mirror out there, but we have to go within to work on ourselves, and can't allow what's out there to take us down to that level. It's not there for that purpose.
Precisely. Yeah, I mean, people ask me all the time, too, because I get a lot of emails, you know, just the span over the past couple months is like, well, you know, Brad, I feel like I'm such a great person, but, you know, why am I experiencing all this chaos? Why am I experiencing all this form of suffering? You know, why is it that I'm experiencing this? Well, you've got to understand that Earth is a duality. There's two sides to the coin. If you're all here to experience, you know, rainbows and whiskers on kittens and stuff like that, you know, you wouldn't be here on this planet. You'd already be up there, you know, with the rest of those angels and, you know, everything else. The whole idea is that you're here to learn something, and that, you know, if you don't learn the experience, it's going to repeat itself. It's that cycling process. So, I mean, everybody is here to learn something in particular. I mean, you're here to experience the bliss and the suffering. So it's just a matter of saying, okay, now that I've experienced both sides, which is the side I prefer? Not even just the idea of what is the side I prefer, but do I understand that I'm both sides of that coin? And now I can understand right now that, okay, I've had this part where it's been very chaotic. Now I'm ready to overcome it. I'm ready to heal that, and I'm ready to move on to my next challenge. That's exactly what.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I suppose that's part of the awakening and the taking responsibility for, you know, the lessons that we choose or have chosen already prior to coming here to learn.
Exactly. And, you know, anybody, the way how they want to perceive it, you know, even how people want to awaken to it. You know, there's a lot of people that are just profound with the idea of, you know, seeking out extraterrestrial intelligence. There's people out there that really see everything as angelic. And really, anybody who, how they awaken is totally up to you. I mean, with, just for example, with me, the way I am is I'm very extraterrestrial based, you know. I don't really say them too much about angels. You know, my girlfriend will look at the idea of saying, okay, well, they're angels. Or Brad may think that they're aliens, you know. But the whole idea is that they're pretty much one and the same. It's all about what your perspective is to decide, okay, well, I see them as angels. Another person may see them as aliens. But really, the whole consensus is that they are, you know, those beings in higher places that can help you out once you get to that point of awakening.
I've heard that there are some pitfalls along the way, too, that there are some ET groups that appear as angelic and that they are really quite not, quite devious. So, you know, we have to be able to discern or sense, I suppose, the frequency of the contact that we're having.
Well, see, the idea is that when you're in the frequency to understand that there may be someone of deception, it's pretty much yourself telling you something. So, again, it's looking at that whole idea of saying, okay, well, there's that duality part. So, yeah, there are going to be those forms of beings that are, in that sense, deceptive because, again, you're still being part of a duality. You're here, you're in this grand university called Earth, and you're having these experiences of saying, okay, well, I don't know about this. You know, just the way that something came through, it just didn't seem like it was too enlightening for me. Maybe it just felt like there was this agenda. Usually how you can tell from any form of being that isn't really that of a, I guess you could say, a higher nature of vibration is that they can't create. In order for you to create, you have to be in that higher state of vibration. You have to be in that state of love. Love is creativity. Light itself is knowledge. So if you are starting to reach the higher aspects of love, you start feeling joy, that's exactly how you get inspiration. You can only get inspiration from being in a lot of joy and being in a lot of, you know, bliss itself. You know, you're never going to find a, you know, chronically depressed person who is just so down in the dumps wanting to create anything. They're just wallowing in their own self-misery. So the whole idea is that if they feel that you, that there's something about them that just, you know, doesn't appeal to you, that seems out of balance, that doesn't seem like they're able to create, then that's something that kind of gives you an indication of saying, I really wonder about that. And, of course, it's listening to your inner self as well, too, listening to your higher self, listening to that part of you that is in that higher level to truly discern what you encounter.
Now, what about Adranus? Tell us a little bit more about him. Well, you, right? Because he's sort of soul, and he's you in the future. I've often thought that, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, the strange thing that happened, because I was starting to learn channeling back in December of 2008, and I was talking to some people online, and one of my old friends was telling me, well, you know, Brad, here's what you can do. You know, if you're really interested in channeling and looking for extraterrestrial intelligence and stuff like that, here's a little technique you can try. Go out to your balcony and just send out a telepathic response and see if you get anything. And so I actually went out to my balcony at night, and I never saw anything in the sky, like, you know, other than stars. And I just went outside, and I just kind of closed my eyes, and I said, all right, if there's anybody out there that, you know, is within the vicinity of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, that can truly show themselves, because I just want to know that you're out there. You know, I want to know that you're here. You know, would you mind please showing yourself? 15 to 30 seconds after I said that, there was this little star that just wiggled right out of the sky and just shot right across the sky, just just flying right across the sky, and it was just this amazing, it just looked like, you know, one of the stars just actually popped out of the sky and just started flying right across the sky.
That's 15
to 30
cool.
seconds. And,
wow.
Yeah, my ex who was with me at the time, too, saw it as well, too. And the funny thing was, shortly after that sighting happened, I woke the next morning and I actually knew knowledge I didn't even know before.
Wow.
So it almost felt like an adjustment to channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't shortly after that where I started getting into the automatic writing state. I started to talk to Adronis, and he'd introduce himself. He says, I'm a probable version of you 297 years in the future. Now, what I found out about the 297 is truly that was said for a purpose, because this being can truly be in any form of time period that he wants. The entire consensus of the 297 actually has to do with the number of incarnations I've been on this planet. So for me right now, as Brad, this is incarnation number 297.
Oh.
So that's right. Actually what I found out from my guidance when I was getting into a very meditative state not too long ago. And he's very, very cryptic with a lot of the stuff. You can just go onto my YouTube page and you can see a bunch of videos that he talks about. His energy just reminds me a lot about Bashar. So, and if you know a lot about Bashar, then that pretty much sums up Adronis. It's very, very similar information. They're both from the Association of Worlds. from what they have told me. And his information is just great. He's just, he's here to help, to here to guide. You know, I haven't channeled Adronis in a couple of weeks, but when I've had the past sessions, people have just been blown away because he can even answer a question before a person even has the thought of even letting it out of their mouth. So, I mean, it's stuff like that, and it's just an incredible experience when you have a being like that that, you know, you're contracted with to give you all this information and guidance, and it's been a wonderful help for me as well, too.
Well, now, when the information comes through you, this isn't, most channels are oral channels. When you're writing, is that a more complicated process to keep up with the input, the energy that's coming through you?
With me, I'm more of an easy conduit, and some people get confused when I say that. I mean, some people have to go into trance to do it.
Yeah.
I don't. The whole idea is that I just have to get myself into a relaxed state, getting myself into a high vibration. And when I do that, I just pretty much feel his energy coming around me. It's like a swirling sensation of energy. And I just pretty much flip my consciousness to make it more subconscious, less unconscious, you know, getting into that point. And when I just kind of had the urge to write, it wasn't like any energy was taking over my hand or anything like that. It was an urge to write all this stuff that I had no idea what I was writing. It was coming out so fast. And I wanted to go a step further. I wanted to actually see if I could vocally channel. And that's kind of where Daryl Anka kind of helped me a lot, too, because I was emailing him and saying, you know what, I'm in contact with this being from Sirius, and I really want to learn how to vocally channel. And Daryl was telling me some of the stuff about what he was doing when he was first learning to channel Bashar. And so I kind of mimicked that, but I kind of adapted it to my own flow of energy. And shortly after I did that, it wasn't like I'm getting into a state where, I mean, my style, I guess you could say, is somewhat similar to Daryl's, because he doesn't really go into a trance state. It's just like all his neural pathways are all picked up, are all heightened.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same with me, too. I just get into that state, and it just feels like there's just something going on in there, you know. And after a couple of minutes, just it feels like the same flow you get when you're doing automatic writing, but I'm narrating it. And I'm on the back, it's kind of like my consciousness is on the back burner. I know things are being said, but I'm not really paying attention to it.
Right,
all this information is coming out, so everything's very, very subconscious in that point.
Interesting.
So it locks into a form of telepathic lock sync vibration, and then his information comes through, and you can tell it's someone completely different because just my whole personality literally changes.
Now let's talk a little bit about what Adronis has shared about the nature of the cosmic plan that we're in now. What is it that's happening now, and why is this time so special, and what's going on?
Well, see, basically he's been saying pretty much a lot of what the ancient cultures have been saying for thousands and thousands of years, that they're finally reaching a point to where we're crossing into a new threshold of energy, we're crossing into a new form of consciousness, and that around the time, you know, I'm not going to say right at 2012 because, you know, I've always had, you know, weird things about that. But around that time, within the next few years, there's just going to be things that are going to be accelerating. We're just moving from more of a, and, you know, even Bashar has talked about this too as well, that we're moving more to a slightly negatively overwhelming form of collective consciousness to a slightly overwhelming positive form of collective consciousness. You know, Earth will still continue to be here. You know, we'll still be here in some form of physicality in this dimension. You know, we're not moving off to being angels or anything like that. It's just that we still have an experience on Earth. But everything that's really going to happen is that things are just going to start shifting into more of a positive direction. So really, that's what's happening right now with everything right now, because, you know, people want to focus on 2012, saying, oh, 2012 is this big shift and everything like that. And I keep telling you, well, do you guys not realize that you're shifting now? You know, everything is truly happening right now. Everything that's happening right now is that transition, is that shift. So really what Adronis is saying is that everything is starting to come together at this point. This is the time of great change. This is just a time where people are starting to learn the lesson of self-responsibility, the lesson of love, understand that they are more than their physical body, understand that they can move on to achieve higher forms of consciousness if it is in their, you know, their journey to do so. Because, I mean, let's face it, there's going to be some people that won't have that journey. But that's okay, because, you know, Earth itself is a tough school. It's a grand university. You know, people are here to earn their master's degree in self. You know, some people are going to achieve that in this life. Some people may take a few other lives. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, everybody has the mass form of consensus that this is the time of change. This is the time of shift, everything is happening at this point that is really shifting us into a whole new perspective of consciousness. Just consciousness is growing. You know, it's like this big bubble that just keeps going to expand. You know, the other way to put it is this, you know, Mother Earth herself is about to give birth to a new consciousness. You know, any way you want to look at it, that's pretty much the whole lowdown of what's going on.
Well, a lot of people do share about this about this time that there are higher frequencies and energies being, you know, coming in that, of course, we can't see, but which are, you know, breaking down the old archetypes, as you said, and that's helping to change. You know, that's why a lot of people feel so uncomfortable as these old polarized and duality based systems are breaking down.
I mean, that's the whole purpose, too. I mean, just these systems are meant to self-destruct at a point to where enough people are realizing that they can overcome it. So, and, you know, there's always going to be the obsessive person that says, you know, I want to create a movement to completely knock down the monetary system, or I want to create a movement that's going to do this and do that. You don't have to do that. You know, the whole idea is that system is going to fall at some point. It's just, it's been created that way. It's been archetyped. The whole purpose is that you're moving past that phase. You're overcoming the obstacle of feeling that you have to be bound by that form of belief system, and then moving on to something else to which you truly know is, you know, right for you. So, I mean, change itself is going to happen, but it's not about one person trying to change the world. It's about that one person trying to change their world. That's really the whole idea, the whole consensus of the whole plan, really. That's even what Adrona says, you know, says you don't have to be here to change the world. You're just here to change yourself so you can create the outcome of the world that you want to be in.
That's I like that. That makes a lot of sense to me. I do agree with that, too.
Yep.
Although sometimes I get sucked into, you know, a few conspiracies and some things that are going on that I, you know, have a little judgment about still, but that's just more work on judgment.
Oh, I used to be like that, too. I used to be very, very, I guess you could say, New Agey, you know. Everything was love and light, and I wasn't allowed to look at anything dark. If I was to look at something dark, it was like, oh, no, you better sweep that under the rug. You don't want to look at that. But the whole idea is that, you know, the darkness, it's not about you actually having to succumb to it, but it's about observing it. You know, when you observe the darkness and saying, okay, I have to thank the darkness for showing me that, because now it's showing me something that I don't want in my life anymore. You know, people just don't be afraid of your darkness. Just allow that. Be the observer. You know, the yin cannot be the yin and the yang if you're just looking at the yin, or if you're just looking at the yang. You have to understand that you're that entire symbol. You can't be this or that. You're this and that. So when you start to look at yourself and look at the yin-yang symbol and saying, that's what I am. I have the black and the white in me, but I am that whole symbol. You're both sides of the coin. It's that simple.
Well, I do like what you said, or what Adrona says about shifting to a polarity that's slightly on the positive side, because it does seem that since the beginning of this this particular game board that we've been tilted to the extreme negative. So, it, you know, at the very least, that will be a positive change, if nothing else.
Exactly.
Now, does Adrona share what the future is like where he is as you? And what is he in a high
density? Because the thing is, he's not human. So, I mean, he's not from Earth. All that stuff. He is from the Sirian constellation, from what he has given me information about. From where he is, I mean, humanity is exploring the stars, just like he is. They're really into a very higher form of consciousness. They're still very physical. You know, they're still human beings here on this planet. Earth still is very much like what we see now, maybe just with a little bit of changes energetically. But, you know, there really is just like a collective consciousness at work where there is, I don't want to say there are no more challenges, because there always is challenges, but there's just, it's challenges in a new arena. It's challenges in a new theme. And it's all about exploration. It's all about bettering ourselves and being, you know, and actually going beyond the whole confines of thinking that, you know, I have to live monetarily. Now I can actually start to look at the idea of saying that, you know, I can move on to better achieve, you know, whatever I want to achieve. But, you know, there's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be something. I mean, if you had no challenges in life, you're going to be pretty damn bored, you know?
Yeah.
So the whole concept is that it doesn't have to be about corruption, because corruption isn't always the challenge, but there is always some challenge to bettering yourself on an evolutionary scale. And just from what I've felt from, you know, 297 years around that point to where Jonas is, humanity is just, it's so much different than what it is now. There's less corruption, and there's more idea of expanding and broadening the horizons of just wanting to go beyond the planet, you know, going on beyond dimensions, really. You know, just it really feels like we've been unleashed. So that's 300 years, approximately, around the future. But I think from what I see, I just see a very, very positive future ahead for so many of us.
Well, I would also guess that by that time we will have made the leap to telepathic communication.
So yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about with the collective consciousness. Yeah.
Exactly. So then we would know a person's intentions, so there wouldn't be any possibility of.
That's exactly what I wanted to prove tonight, is that we are already connected. there's always the talk of, you know, around the time of the shift and all that stuff like that, we're actually going to be connected collectively. I'd like to prove tonight that we are actually already connected. What I wanted to do is I was going to give a little experiment to some of the people that might be listening tonight. I just have a little piece of paper here, and I have written down a number from the number 1 to number 10, you know, between 1 and 10. And I just wanted to see if anybody out there who's listening tonight, or even if you want to, Lance, you can even take a stab at this as well, too. Just a way to prove that through tuning into one person's vibration allows you to tune in exactly to their thoughts so that you can experience the same thought at the exact same time. So, for example, trying to guess a number from 1 to 10. So, I mean, I have a number right down here on a piece of paper. And, I mean, people can always just kind of play along with this at home. All it takes is just turning into that vibration. You got that picture of me on your page there on bbsradio.com. All you have to do is just take a look at that picture and just say, okay, I want to tune into Brad's energy. And I'm just thinking about the number right now. And anybody out there who feels that they want to try and take a stab at it can go ahead and take a stab at it. And Lance, how about you? You feel you got the vibration going?
Well, I came up with the number 7.
You got it. It is exactly number 7. Yes. I got
it written down
right here. You got the number 7.
Yep.
See, it's that simple. This just goes to show everybody that we are already connected. We are already collective in itself. It's just a matter of tuning our vibration into each other. That's amazing, Lance. That was great.
Well, thank you. But that just goes to show
just exactly how amazingly connected we are, you know, through that love, through that joy. You know, Lance, I can tell from you, you're just already of that higher vibrational level. That's all it takes, because with love you can create, and with love you can actually telepathically, you know, link to each other and say, oh my God, yeah, you're thinking of number 7. Well, there you go. See, and it's just that, it's that first guess, and you got it, and it just shows, you know, plain knowingness right in sight there.
Well, I bet there are a lot of happy people out there that also, you know, came up with the same number. It'd be interesting to find out how many did. I'm sure quite a few, because we have a terrific listening audience, and they're very aware and very conscious and quite loving and wonderful.
Absolutely. And that just goes to show everybody, because, you know, just the big question is, like, you know, so many people are so curious about, when do we become telepathic? You know, when do we start doing this and when we start doing that? And I keep telling them, well, do you not know that you're telepathic right now? That's okay, let's try this experiment, give it a shot, and then bam.
Yeah. And then
so about opening yourself up.
Yeah, for many years people have done those experiments with cards where they say, what am I looking at? And there's a shape and all that. So we're probably moving to, we're probably there. Maybe it's my belief system that we're moving towards it that's a limitation. Maybe I need to let go of that belief that we're not there already and just let that go out the window and just say, we are there. We are telepathic. We are all communicating together.
Absolutely. And I mean, the whole idea is that people think that telepathy is reading your mind. Nothing to do with that at all. It's all about emotion. You know, the more that you put your emotion into trying to just tune in to the vibration, it's like two tuning forks. You hit a tuning fork against the table, you hold it up to the other one, and the other one vibrates in resonance. That's all telepathy is. It's just about entering another person's vibrational signature, vibrational flux. And when you start to do that, you have the exact same thoughts at the exact same time, even though you don't know that you're having it. It's that easy.
Well, what are some of the tools that Adranus advises for those who are in the process of awakening? Are there methods and so on that he, or techniques that he shares with some of the people that you work with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really simple. Be as happy as you can. That's it. It's just about being in your joy, being excited. You know, some people even ask me, you know, what is higher vibration? How would you, everybody always says that all the time. Be in love, be in higher vibration. What does that mean? the whole idea is, how do you feel after you get this really great massage? How do you feel after something hit you that's just so stupendous that it just leaves you in joy all day long? Those are all forms of ideas of higher vibration. You know, the whole idea is, what I want to do is just try and make things as simple as possible, because we hear all the time, be in love and light, be in higher vibration, be in love and light, be in higher vibration. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean when I say I want to be in higher vibration? So it's just, it feels those things, you know, feel those things that just bring you absolute joy, that bring you absolute bliss, and just think back, even if you didn't feel it at this moment, go back into your time and think of a time where it was just, there was something that happened that just made you so incredibly happy, so incredibly receptive. That is entering the vibration of a higher vibration, you know, just, and, you know, it can just start from, you know, getting into a meditative state. It can just start from daydreaming. You know, not everybody is here on this planet to balance out their chakras, you know.
Right.
Everybody just has their own way of looking at an idea of something that brings forth so much joy to them. So the whole idea is that everybody, you know, if you don't want to meditate, you don't have to meditate. There's a lot of people out there that love it. There's a lot of people out there that can't stand it. I love it for myself. But I mean, the whole idea is that whatever brings you joy, using your imagination is the key. It is the conduit to bringing you to every form of dimension, every form of reality, everything is all. It's just about using your imagination to go into that form, to bringing back a vibration of joy into yourself. And when you find that form of joy, that form of bliss, that happiness, that's all it takes. It's just about being in that now moment and just being in that joy. That's all it takes. And if you start to do that every single day, you're going to notice a change in yourself. Absolutely.
Well, I can relate to that, too. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people have suffer from depression. And we know that there's a lot of pharmaceuticals out there that cause, that might help lift the spirits, but that they have side effects such as dampening the soul's ability to communicate with, you know, the rest of us, you know, with the rest of the body. So, you know, there are a lot of people that are on medication to try to help feel that, and it's probably not working in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just, you know, there's people I know, too, that are on that form of medication, and it's been a very horrible experience for them. And, you know, the whole feeling is that, well, the doctors make it out so that this medication is some sort of miracle thing that'll get rid of that depression or get rid of that pain in some sense. Mm. And of course, then they start to try that form, and, you know, they get that form of opposite result. So, you know, one of the biggest things that I'm always passionate about is looking for, you know, new ways of healing and all that stuff like that. And that's why I've kind of created a new website called symbolreleasehealing.com. It's actually a whole new form of method, to which people can try. And the really interesting thing about symbol release healing is something, again, that I've just created, is that just by allowing yourself to receive a symbol from the collective unconscious and focusing on that while an energy facilitator is sending you energy, what's really beneficial about this is you actually can release multiple balances all at the same time. You know, because we start to do like kind of basic forms of energetic healing to where you can kind of remove blockages one at a time. With this new system that I've created, you're actually able to move all of those blockages. You have the capability to remove all those blockages simultaneously during one session. So, I mean, this is something that people can look at, too. And, you know, I've always been doing energetic healing now for a little over a year and a half, coming up on 2 years. And it's just been the most incredible experience I can ever have. You know, I've had other people heal me or facilitate energy, really, because everybody heals themselves. It's just that people facilitate that energy, and it's beyond amazing because, you know, you can literally feel that, you know, you get all that energy in your body, you have a sore leg, that sore leg is gone within minutes, you know, afterwards.
Oh.
You start to feel like there is this really tightening in your chest from stress, you start doing this energetic healing, it's gone. You know, it's just this amazing thing. Every single person on this planet has the ability to completely cure and heal themselves of any ailment if they are in the vibration of wanting that to happen. And some people don't want to be in that vibration. Some people are still into the form of believing that this medication is going to help. Some people are still in the form of believing that this pill that I'm taking right now is going to be the form of resolving whatever it is I'm experiencing right now. And that's fine, because that's their journey. You know, that's something that they need to learn from themselves and saying, okay, now I've taken this pill, and now look what's happened to me. Have I gotten any better? No. So now maybe it's time that I've learned this lesson. I've looked at the dark side of that duality. Now maybe it's time to look at the balance, you know. So, I mean, everybody themselves, whatever they choose to do, there is no wrong. Everything is an experience. If people are going through that experience of, you know, taking that medication, everything like that, they're meant to do that because it's something that they need to go through that learning experience to see, okay, that didn't help me. Maybe I can look at something else now that may help you. And then they dive into that other form, perhaps energy healing, etc., and that can cause a form of awakening. It's just that simple. It's just everybody has their own amazing journey, and no matter what that journey is, no matter how far they'll go back into darkness, they're eventually going to come into the light, because as long as they're willing to progress and learn from those experiences, then that's the time that they're actually going to wake up and say, hey, now I can finally see something else here, energetic healing or this or that, you know, some form of herbal treatment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then awakening up to a whole new light in that sense. That's pure evolution.
Now, is it possible that there are those on the dark side of the polarity that just continue to go in the negative polarity?
Oh yeah, yep. I mean, because again, there's going to be some people on this planet that just they're not here to turn around just yet. You know, it's, you know, I think Bashar puts it best too, is the rubber band analogy. You know, you pull that rubber band as far as you can into the darkness, and it may take a few lifetimes before that rubber band goes really, really, really far back. But there's going to be a point to where it shoots off right into the light, poof. You know, and that's the exact same of idea of I've seen it too as well, is that, you know, there's going to be some people that are just, they can't see past the dark room. It's like being in that dark tunnel, and you can see that little pin of light, but some of us choose to ignore that. They would just say that, oh, this is all that's in my reality, is darkness. This is all that I'm meant to experience, is this darkness. Even though there's that pin of light, that can't mean anything. I got to stay in this darkness. But the whole idea is that everybody, every single person on this planet has to go through that dark tunnel. And if they choose to, they see that little pin of light and they start digging. And they say, okay, now I can come into the light. But in order for you to go back into a state that is very enlightening, that is really, truly who you truly are, you have to go through that dark tunnel. There's just everybody, you know, no one on this planet is born through light. You know, it's just you're in a duality. You have to come through darkness and come into the light. Everybody has to come through that. And there will be those select amount of people that will see that pin size of light and start digging and saying, oh, there I am. I'm in the light now.
Interesting. I know Bashar kind of talks about this as well, that there's a certain level that I guess maybe you could call it a density or dimension that you can reach. And according to what I've heard, that you can only go so far as a negative polarity, and then there's kind of a block before you can...
Well, yeah, because there's only so much you can go far in a negative polarity, because negative vibration in that sense, I don't really like to use the word negative, things that are just out of alignment.
There's
only a certain point to how far you can go to the darkness, because the darkness is so low in vibration. So you can only go so low to that frequency, whereas you're looking up in the sky. Well, how high up is it past the stars? You know, you can't. It's infinity. So, I mean, you can always start at a lower basis of vibration, but you can only go so far from that. And as you naturally start to evolve and you have more of these experiences, you are truly destined, I guess you could say, to getting more of a higher vibration, because we're all here as a soul. The soul itself is meant to be this progression of experience. And as more experiences will happen, then that soul, no matter how dark, will eventually, at some point, that rubber band will shoot off into light, because the whole idea of the soul is to have all these experiences. You know, every single one of us, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, were probably really, really far into the darkness. So far, you know, just everything happening. And now look at us right now. You know, we're here in this very now moment, and so many of us are coming into the light. So many people are just waking up. Some of them are finally seeing that the yin and the yang are together. So, I mean, everybody, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, there's going to be at some point in your life, it may not be this lifetime, it could be the next one after that, that you finally wake up and you finally see the whole. You finally see everything about how it should be. I mean, just look at me. I was the most completely unspiritual person 2 years ago, you know. And I almost felt like I lived an atheist lifestyle. And just a little over a year and a half it happens, and bam, this happens to me. And
pretty amazing.
You know, and I just like to say, you know what, if I can do it, anybody can do it. This has just been an amazing, amazing roller coaster, and I've just had so much experience. And I granted, you know, a lot of those experiences have been very painful, but I wouldn't change it for anything, because it's made me into this person of who I am now.
Well, it sounds almost like there was a DNA switch that was turned on, and, you know...
It can be, Yeah, I mean, there's no really way I can describe exactly what happened other than I knew that something turned on. Right. Because I know a lot of people like to say, oh, well, we're going from, there's an 11th density and there's a 12th density coming in. That's fantastic, but, you know, everything's now. So, I mean, right now there already is a 12th density. Right now there could be a 20th density for all we know.
Exactly.
But the whole idea is that, you know, if you can find something that you can relate to, whether it be DNA, because frankly, you're not taking a microscope to yourself and checking your DNA and say, oh my God, I got 12 strands. You know? The whole idea is that you're finding something within yourself. It's that you're shifting consciously and you're looking into your consciousness and saying, oh my God, something has happened to me. Now I can actually tell and prove this to myself, because now as I look back at through this journey, I know that something has happened. There has been a switch that was turned on, and now I'm just having this remarkable experience. So, I mean, everybody can feel that once they're passionate enough going to that level.
And of course it helps if you're not distracted by a lot of, you know, different things that are adding input, such as television and radio and newspapers and, you know, gadgets and this and that and the other thing.
That's true. It's just about experience. It's all about what people want to do. I mean, sometimes with television, I don't watch, I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in almost a year and a half now, and it's been great. But, I mean, some people, for them, it may serve them, because it may serve that, okay, well, maybe that I go to television, maybe I got a hint of this idea. Maybe there's an activation trigger in that commercial that suddenly says, oh my God, maybe I should check this out online. Then bam, they get that and they start looking at this. So really there is no do not. There really is there's something that says, okay, well, here's an advice of saying, maybe if you look at it from this perspective, you may not want to do this. You may want to look at it that way. Okay, that's great. It'd be beneficial if you do that. But really, there, like, I always look at somebody and say, well, it doesn't matter what they do, because they're on their journey. You know, the time when that light has to click on, then it's going to click on. So no matter what you do, whether you're watching TV or whatever, et cetera, that's your journey. You know, for me, I could totally live without TV. But just, you know, whatever anybody's path is, regardless of what it is at that time, you know, there's always going to be something that happens. There could just be a trigger that happens, like I just said, with a commercial, and bam, they check out, and bam, next thing you know, next week, oh my God, I just feel so enlightened, you know. Well, so all I can say is just everybody be in your joy. Whatever personifies your bliss, whatever personifies your happiness, let that shine forth. I mean, there's people out there that are focused on the resource-based economy that want to work on creating a new society that is doing completely without money. You know, there's a group I'm part of called Atlas City, and they're doing that as well, too. And they're wanting to create a city that's just completely resource-based and has no monetary at all within a monetary system. That's great. Whatever your excitement is, whatever your joy is, just follow it to the best of your ability. Follow it to your heart. And that's all really that matters. That's why you're on the planet.
Yeah, I agree with you. Does Adranus ever talk about what we would consider to be a higher power or creator?
Everything. Everything really is. Everything from the subatomic to the microcosm of the macrocosm. Everything is pretty much that of God. You know, whatever you feel, you're interacting with, you yourself, your environment, everything that's beyond the stars, everything that's beyond this planet, everything that exists is that of God. You know, everything that is energy is that of the one infinite creator. And, you know, Adranus says this a lot too, as well. You're not going to find God outside yourself, because you have to look at yourself like a projector. You know, you see this projector sitting right here, and then you have that divine magical carousel that's coming up from the higher densities, popping inside that projector, and then you flip that projector on, it can only project what's inside of it. So the only way that you're actually going to find God itself is by looking inside yourself, because if you look inside the projector, right inside the projector, you're going to find that carousel. So the only way that you can actually reflect all of that form of reality that you are right now is by looking inside yourself, because that's truly where everything is. Everything else is just but a projection of everything that you bring out. You know, it's quantum physics 101. But, I mean, just everything that's around you right now represents that of a one infinite creator.
Well, I like that. That makes sense to me.
Yep. Just think of the projector idea. That's all you got to do.
What about some of the other things that you found that Adranus has shared with you that you think might be of interest to the listeners?
I just think what's really amazing right now is just where we are right now in this very moment, of how everyone is just going through this transition. Because, you know, really when we look at it, 100 years from now, people are going to remember this time in history. You know, they're really going to remember this time and saying, well, here's the time of the transition. Here's the time where we actually really started to have new consciousness debut to us, because, you know, there's just been, you know, hundreds of thousands of years on this planet. I mean, we've gone from civilization to civilization to where each civilization in their own way was trying to evolve themselves into a better state. And, you know, it took a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow for any form of small, minute forms of evolution, of enlightenment, to go through each culture into another one. Because, you know, frankly, you know, when people look at the Mayans and they say, oh my God, look at them with their calendars and stuff like that. Well, I mean, the Mayans have had a very brutal history. You know, they've had, you know, a lot of duality itself. But that's okay, because every civilization has to have that form of duality. Again, it's looking at both sides of the coin. So we're finally in the point right now, too, where we're looking at both sides of the coin with ourselves. But you can see that there's more progress right now. We've made more progress right now than I think any other civilization in history. And why is that? Because we're finally starting to understand more on a larger scale that new consciousness is arriving. And but just by having this form of experience right now, this is really what's going to, you know, really make our, you know, children's children's children look back and say, you know, what was the point where everything started to turn around? Well, this is the point right now. I just, and, you know, join us to say this right now. Enjoy everything in the now, because without the now, you can't create your future. The past and the future are side effects of the continuity of your own consciousness. You have to look at the whole idea that everything exists now, everything happens now. You have been everything. There is not one thing that you haven't been, because there is no time. We always try to put a label on something through the idea of linear progression, but it goes so far beyond that. You know, we have to understand that time and space is so limited in comparison to what other beings know. You know, they're so far ahead and just see everything in the now as the whole. And, you know, it's really a tough time for them, because they're trying to say, okay, how exactly can we translate this to the humans so that they can understand it, so they can comprehend it? Because our language is so screwed up. You know, it's like, you know, our English language, or any language in that sense, is just like, it's like a dial-up modem. You know, we're not fully telepathically created unconsciously yet. You know, we still have to consciously shift into that idea. But they're just, you know, they're kind of beating their heads sometimes and saying, oh, what can we do to the humans to say, okay, this is exactly how it is? And of course, because you experience that duality with mimicking beings that may not truly be that of enlightenment, you know, you're going to have a challenge. But the whole idea right now is just everything that's going through right now is just happening all at once, and just to enjoy the now moment, because that's truly when you have the power of the soul, is when you're in the now.
Well, I'm enjoying this now.
Exactly, me too.
The secret
very much so.
To, you know, being able to, you know, to feel my bliss on an ongoing basis, and that, like Bashar says, you know, then there's the what's, you know, there's the next now, and, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, if that bliss isn't working for you, then you just have to tap into what brings you the most joy and happiness.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's really the whole idea of it too. You know, if something's not working out for you, you got to ask yourself why. If there's something that's, you know, really causing you a lot of pain in this now moment, you got to ask yourself, why is that, and why am I still allowing myself to feel that sensation of pain when I should be feeling bliss, joy, excitement? You know, it's just about everything, and this makes people so mad when I say this to you. You create every single thing that you've created since you came into this life, and people just get so mad.
I know.
Like, what? Are you telling me I was responsible because this happened to me when I was a kid, and blah, 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 blah? I said, yes, you have to understand that you're going through that experience for a reason, because there could have been ties in past lives to where you've had situations like that, and they never get resolved. The whole idea of existence itself is it will only repeat itself until you learn the lesson. If you don't learn the lesson, you're going to keep repeating it. That's just how the universe works. The universe is that echo, that mirror, that will only reflect back to what you want to create.
Well, that's really important to you know, bring home, is that, you know, whatever it is that we're experiencing as a repetition that we don't like, or something that we find that is causing us pain or anguish, we have the power to change that instantly. And it's just a matter, and it will continue to haunt us until we let go of that, or find, you know, just say, well, I've had enough. You don't even have to get to the root cause of it. You don't have to sit through 20 years of analysis. You can just simply make a choice that, you know, this doesn't work for me anymore. You know,
exactly.
So I'm going to try to eliminate it and see, well, you know, what's next. And then something else comes up, and it's, you know, pretty interesting trip.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's everything that all of the kind of enlightened beings, I guess the beings in higher places have always been telling us through these really great channels, through Magenta Pixie, through Daro Anka, through Adronis, etc. You know, everybody, they're just saying that, you know, you're here for your own experience. You're here to finally learn that, you know, you are in control. You are the creator of your own reality. You truly are, you know, everything that has happened is been simultaneously created through you. So, I mean, we're just here for that experience. We're here because Earth itself is a grand university. It is a school. You know, every channel that's just really noteworthy will say that. Earth is a school. It's not a kindergarten. You know, we are a master class. This is something that is a really tricky duality, and it's really tough. And there's going to be some people that won't graduate. There's going to be some people that just won't understand the lessons of self-responsibility and love in this life. And they have to go on to another part and experience it again. But that's okay. You know, you only have forever. So, I mean, there's nothing ever to worry about. You know, when people just get so stressed out and all that, you know, there's even times where I've gotten stressed and I said, why am I even stressed out? I don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that sometimes we just forget of, you know, how incredibly powerful we are, of how truly magnificent we are. We don't understand that infinity means forever. So
right.
Like, oh, maybe I have to do something this time, you know, because, again, the whole consensus of 2012 is it's a deadline. You better get your act straight before 2012 or else what, you know?
There's
really nothing to worry about. You know, I know Hollywood will try and make 2012 try and be this very disastrous time in history. I don't see that at all. Think about it. The whole idea is that if we're moving on to a slightly overwhelmingly negative consensus to a slightly overwhelmingly positive consensus, do you honestly believe that there would be a mass disaster in the middle? No. Everything has to move its way up into a higher frequency, little bits at a time, and that wouldn't work if you had to try and have a huge mass consensus disaster that would just wipe everything else. That would be post-apocalyptic. So the whole idea is that everybody themselves just gets into the mentality of thinking that we're only on our way up. We're only climbing that mountaintop. We're not falling off the mountain. You know, we're just working our way up to the mountaintop right now, and it's like an endless mountaintop because the journey never ends, but we're always going up it.
Well, there's also a hundredth monkey theory that states, and I'm just paraphrasing at the moment, that at a certain point there of consciousness, there's a tipping point. In other words, when a certain percentage of people have awakened, and all of a sudden everyone will get the same information. So it's possible that it would be a really fast process at a certain point, and I think it is becoming a fast process.
That's pretty much what's happening now.
It's
just that, yeah, exactly. It may not be in the acceleration of what some people may understand, but really if you're looking at the whole idea of how fast human beings have evolved from the past 5,000 years, you'll notice that acceleration, and now you're starting to see from, you know, anywhere from the 1980s to, you know, 2010 right now, how much super consciousness has reigned on so many people. So many people becoming into meditation, channeling, yoga, you know, all these things that are truly spiritual. It's been a huge, you know, spike. So, that's really shown that, you know, whatever you call indigo children, rainbow children, star seeds, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
That's great because, you know, people want to put those labels on things. All they are is pretty much just states of recall. They're just forms of class, of division in that sense of how much one particular being has unlocked, how much recall they have into themselves in order for them to do their task that's appropriate to Earth. I mean, truly, everybody has the idea of the highest violet color, of the highest form of chakra. Everybody has that capability. It's just that they don't have that natural form of unleashment to get to that point yet. But, I mean, if they're truly passionate in getting there, they can get there. It's just that some people are just born into that thing because that's part of their contract, because they're here to do something. So, I mean, we're seeing that more and more apparent all the time.
Yeah, I've heard that some mothers now are communicating telepathically with the spirit that wants to incarnate through them, even before they are, actually have the experience of creating the baby.
Exactly.
You know, that they're talking about names, and, you know, the soul that's coming in says, well, I want to be named Christopher or, you know, whatever it is, and the mother's communicating telepathically before there's any hanky panky. So
absolutely, it's just about the idea that people are just able to tune into that vibration right away naturally. So they're doing is they're harmonizing with that love vibration to make it more telepathic. So that soul itself is unleashing certain forms of DNA within that own conduit, so that they can you know, incarnate into that form of conduit, and all of a sudden, naturally, they have that form of love vibration to where they can just immediately telepathically communicate with their parents or who or anybody else that they encounter. It's all about just that form of recall, whatever that soul's contract is.
And it definitely seems that to me, like you said all during the show, is that love is probably the highest vibration, and that when we're in that experience of love and feeling that connection and compassion and connectedness with nature and all that is, we're in that state. We're in that higher state.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, love is that creativity. So, I mean, just about when you feel that you are so passionate and you get the highest forms of inspiration, you're getting all these great ideas, you're just feeling on top of the world, you are literally at such a high vibration. Now it's just a matter of keeping and maintaining that vibration. And, you know, that's really all there is to it.
And then also knowing that there will be times when, you know, we won't be able to maintain that high level of energy, and it's okay to spiral, you know, into a rest phase or a period where you're integrating as well.
We're in a duality, so you're always going to experience a state of flux. But the important part is just going back to say, well, how did you feel at that moment when you were blissful? Oh, I felt great. Okay, so why not go back to it?
yeah, very good, very good.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, we're almost at the end of the hour, and I want to make sure that all the listeners have a chance to find out where you can be seen and heard and contacted.
Yep.
So would you share that information with us?
Yes, that's right. Well, there's my newest website that just opened up that talks about energetic healing. It's symbolreleasehealing.com. You go to www.symbolreleasehealing.com. Check it out. That's an amazing technique that you can try. And, of course, you can go to www.adronis.org, and you can always email me at info@adronis.org, and feel free to drop me an email if you have any questions about either my sites, adronis.org or symbolreleasehealing.com. Just feel free to drop me an email. I'll be happy to talk to you.
Wonderful. Well, Brad, thank you so much for being on the show. You are just terrific. And you're just
I had a great time.
I'm just so thrilled to have you awakened and sharing your experience with us.
Been quite the experience, I tell you that.
Good. Well, we'll talk again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. And good night, everybody. Good night, Brad. And stay in the love. Bye-bye.
Thank you again.